There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. It is Combine Week, and books are starting to post a few more props for the NFL draft. And I love this time of season because it is lion season, Paulie, like you talked about earlier. But we've had some movement recently with the number one overall pick in the draft. And Russell Brown joins the program now, national scout at Cover One, NFL draft analyst. And you can follow him on Twitter. He is at Russ NFL Draft. Good to talk to you today. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you guys having me on, and welcome back. It seems like your listeners are super pumped to have you back from vacation, so welcome back. I'm glad I could join you today.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Let's get into that movement on Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson last week. He was as high as 100-1, Russ, and then dropped all the way down. This morning, he's 5-1, and you know that when he does more combine, pro day, whatever it's going to be, he's going to blow people away with his athleticism. Will his odds only continue to lower? And do you think there's any real possibility he could go number one?
No, I think there's a legitimate chance. I mean, I think there's a lot of hype around him for good reason. When you watch his tape and you see what he can provide, you know, there's definitely some hits and misses, right? There's a lot more misses than there are hits with his throws. And a lot of the misses are, you know, I think maybe timing issues or him not trusting himself. There's times when he's throwing the football and he throws over the middle of the field and he gets super down on himself, even though he completes the pass. It's because it's behind the receiver and he gets kind of up in arms about it. But when you see the athletic ability, the way he navigates the pocket, there's just so much to like. And he's a guy that on tape, when you watch the Georgia game, right, there's a lot of bad throws there. There's some really bad misses. He gets dinged up in that game early, but he shows his toughness. And then he's just shaking off Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter potentially the number one player in the draft, and he's shaking him off and he's going and extending the play. And sure, he throws it out of bounds, but he doesn't take the sack. There's no negative yardage there. So it's just so funny watching him play because he's different than a lot of the quarterbacks in this draft and different in good ways. And I think that's why his odds have gone up tremendously, because there's so much that you can do with him from start to finish in his career. And he's obviously going to be one of those guys. I don't think you start from day one. And I think at times when you watch him, he uses more of his arm strength and things like that. So I think he's closer to, you know, a Deshaun Kizer as far as using arm strength and those types of things. But the potential to be Josh Allen or Cam Newton, it's certainly there. And I think that's why the odds are the way that they are, because teams, you know, this is their livelihood. They're going to bet on it. And they're going to bet on themselves and their coaching staff to kind of groom this guy to be the next big thing.
Okay. It wasn't that long ago that there was big steam on Levis. So you are a trust the tape guy. What do you think of Levis then?
Yeah. I mean, I like Levis because of the tools. I mean, he's one of those guys that when he's He's got everything from top to bottom. When he's got it all going with the flow and everything's right, there's times that his throwing motion, his platform, the way he throws, it looks to me, and I'm a guy that watched a lot of Detroit Lions in my lifetime, 31 years of being a fan, It looks like Matthew Stafford. That's the type of stuff that I see with him from time to time. But ultimately, you know, it's the forcing throws. It's his eyes. It's him not trusting himself from time to time. But he's tough as nails. He's got the mobility, kind of fits that modern-day quarterback that we're seeing. And maybe he's more Ryan Tannehill than anything else at the next level. But I think that's a fine starter, and I think he's certainly going to be a first-round pick. It's just, is it in the top 10? More than likely. There's just too many teams, I think, that need quarterbacks. And if a team like Carolina stays at 9, I think, you know, whatever the odds are at him betting, you know, or going top 10, I think you got to go with Will Levis in that, because I think he's, you know, for me, the third or fourth best quarterback in this draft, but I would still draft him just simply because of the tools and the refinement that he needs. You can get a really good starter, I think, at the next level with Will Levis.
Russell Brown, our guest, national scout, NFL draft analyst at Cover One. He's on Twitter at RussNFLDraft. Ultimately, then, which quarterback do you think goes off the board number one as the first quarterback taken? And what do you expect Bryce Young's measurables to look like this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see 6 foot, and I think we're going to probably see around 200, 202. Again, I could be wrong there. He might only check in at 196, 197, but I do believe he will be the first quarterback off the board. I think there's so much to work with him. I mean, the way he navigates the pocket, we love it with Anthony Richardson. Well, with Bryce Young, you don't have to worry about waiting a year or two for him to come in and play right away. I think he's somebody that plays from the jump, and he's just such a smart kid. He's got tremendous leadership ability, but the way he throws either off platform or the way that he can just chuck it a mile, simple flick of the wrist. I know the frame is going to get knocked, and he's somebody that we don't see a lot, you know, being successful in the NFL, but I think there's a lot to work with Bryce Young, and I know he's not going to throw at the combine this week, but I know he's somebody that, you know, if he checks in at the right weight and everything like that, I think you have to look at him and say, hey, I can take this guy and he could potentially start winning championships for me right away. And I think when you look at, you know, potentially the Colts, who might move up to number one, you look at the Texans, who I know have been really linked to him heavily. I think there's far too many teams that could use a player like him, especially with some ready-made rosters like the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay. So that he could be in play. The Colts could be, I know Ursay kind of, he brought up his name without saying his name last week. Could be in play there. Do you think there's any chance where the Bears just look at any offers, either from Houston, Indy, other teams, and say, you know what, it's not enough. Sorry, we're not going to settle for this. And they keep the number one overall pick?
It's certainly possible, right? I mean, anything is possible in this draft and really in any draft. But I personally think they're going to move out of that spot, especially when I think a team like, and we mentioned Jim Irsay, a guy that has swung and missed on veteran quarterback after veteran quarterback. I think you just have to look at it and say, hey, Jim Irsay is going to have to swing and actually hit on one of these quarterbacks that he ends up taking. And I don't think there's a huge risk in taking Bryce Young other than his frame. But I mean, when you look at the offensive line he would have, you got Michael Pittman, you've got Jelani Woods, who looks like a nice addition as a tight end. You've got Jonathan Taylor. You throw Bryce Young in there, that offense starts clicking, and I think they start winning. So I think Ursay is going to be the guy that maybe gives up the most. I mean, we've seen what he's done. You know, he's given up first-round picks for Carson Wentz. You mean to tell me if Bryce Young's sitting there potentially at number one, I think he's going to, you know, he's going to want to pull that trigger. And with the Bears, they need as much talent as they can get their hands on. The NFC North is going to be super competitive, it seems like, for a while, regardless if Aaron Rodgers is part of the Packers or not. You need that. You need draft capital. You need to get your players in there. And I just think the Bears are a team that can move down to four and not lose as much as far as talent that's going to be there.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Russell Brown's our guest, national scout at Cover One, NFL draft analyst over there as well. So I want to ask you about Bijan Robinson. I've heard people recently say that he's better than any of the recent running backs to come out that were taken extremely high, like a Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott. Do you agree that he's that good overall? I love the kid, and people love the idea of, you know, him being the lead running back, but also like being a guy that you can put out as another wide receiver and you're not going to miss a beat there. And then DraftKings has which team will draft him. They're offering that right now. The Eagles are the shortest shot at +275, Bills 4-1, Cowboys 5-1, and they have pretty much every team listed. So how high are you on this kid, and where do you think would be like the ultimate landing spot for him?
Yeah, I think with him, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. He's the guy that, to me, stands out as a perfect fit for them. You can take him in the top 10. They have the luxury, I think, of drafting a running back that high. Miles Sanders is set to be a free agent. Even though they want him back, are they going to pay the premium for the position when they're in kind of the premium position to draft the running back as early as they want to? So I think that's why they go Bijan Robinson. I would take those odds all day long, just simply because I think at 10, it's a fine pick. I think Bijan's one of the three best running backs, one of the three best players in this draft, certainly the best running back in this draft. And as you mentioned, you know, Saquon Barkley and things like that, I think he's just as good, if not better, than those guys. And when you look at, you know, Pro Football Focus's data base, and I know that's not the above all be all, but he's forced over 100 missed tackles in his career, the most of any running back in their database over the last several years, especially since it started. So I think when you look at his lateral movement skills, the way he's able to break tackles with his contact balance, the flexibility with his lower half, he is just so talented in that regard. And I think he's, again, one of the three best players. And when you look at the impact that players need, especially at that position in the NFL, to be kind of that lead dog, you need a guy every now and again to have, you know, 300 touches. I think Bijan provides that for a team at the next level, especially a team like the Eagles.
So one last thing for you, Russell, here. Also on the board at DraftKings, first wide receiver selected in the draft. Quentin Johnson from TCU was first overall, plus 120. Then Addison from USC at plus 250. There's been some movement on Hyatt. He was 15-1 in that range, down to plus 550. And Flowers as well, who's down to 8-1. Which receiver would you bet on?
Yeah, I mean, for the combine this week coming up, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Jalin Hyatt gets, you know, those odds start shifting a little bit just simply because of how fast he truly is. One of those guys that ran the 100-meter dash in high school under 10.41 seconds. I believe it was a 10.4 flat in the 100-meter dash. So, I mean, he's moving when he's out on the field, and he had a great year. But if I had to bet on it, I mean, I would have to go with Jordan Addison. Now, he's my favorite receiver in the draft. His route running ability is superb. He's so effective in the short and intermediate areas of the field. I think you bring a player like that on, and he can make an impact from day one. And as much as I like Quentin Johnson, I would just have to go another route. I think Jackson Smith and Jigba would be another one as well, just simply because if he checks the boxes and the health is all good, I think he's the player that might end up being the number one receiver for a lot of teams because of what he provides as far as pre-snap motions with orbit motions, jet motions, and just what he can do after the catch. So I would go more so Addison or Jackson Smith. And if I had to throw a long shot in there, it would probably be Jalin Hyatt.
All right. Russell Brown is the NFL draft analyst at Cover One. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Russ NFL Draft. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate it. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Be good. Win Some, Lose Some is up next. Again, a 5.5-point dog had a 99.7% win probability and could not cover. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Been a hell of a run here for the association since they came back and that game to start yesterday, the doubleheader. The Bucks beat the Suns at home. They've won 14 in a row. I got the Cavs at a juicy price. They're having a good year, but they can't, and they have an easy schedule the rest of the way, but Milwaukee doesn't lose.
Well, how about this? So a 14-game winning streak, and they're not even the one seed in the East.
Yeah. Yeah, good call. Good call. Yep, Arizona State money line, 6-1. They surprised Arizona with the heave from way out. Buzzer beater on Saturday. Oklahoma plus 250. They beat Iowa State. Florida State money line, plus 750. They beat Miami. They were down 25 in the second half. George Mason, 5-1. They beat Dayton. UFC, Levitt to win by knockout, 20-1. Allen to win by submission, 8-1. Round three finish, 19-1. How about some hockey? Now, this came to an end on Saturday. The Detroit Red Wings, 15 games in a row. They've either had the lead or been tied at the end of the first period. But they were down 1-0 against Tampa on Saturday. They're in Ottawa tonight. So 15-1 run for Detroit in the first period. Omark, how about that? 13th goalie in history to score a goal from way out the other night as he buries one.
Can you shut it down now with the Vezina?
It's got to be. Come on. Right? This team is something. Now, it was Marchand who said, we don't care about this, right? The records? I mean, you look up here. We're not even in March. They got like 95 points.
They're on pace.
With points, wins, all this. And this guy's the brick wall. I mean, this is ridiculous how good this team is.
They are on pace for 134 points and I think 63 wins.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
would be all-time records.
Yeah.
They're also playing at Edmonton tonight, who I think are just turning into total frauds because the goaltending is so bad.
Well, wow, blowing the leads. Come
it's
on.
Embarrassing.
Come on, guys.
And the Bruins are laying $1.35 tonight?
How do you go to Pittsburgh and run them out and you can't beat Columbus?
And you're down 4-1, you come back, then it's 6.
Then they gave up back-to-back games. They blew a 3-goal lead.
I can't take it. Yeah.
Okay. A good soccer to report the last eight, nine days. But going back to last Saturday, man, look at these tickets it cashed. Man City, Nottingham Forest draw plus 450. Southampton 7-1. Fulham 5-1. All these cash. Bournemouth plus 375. And in the Premier League, we're on a 13-3-1 underrun the last eight, nine days in the Prem. Also, what's been a better bet than Rashford to score for Man U? He did it again. I believe he scored in every match but one since the World Cup. This is ridiculous.
It's just Nigel was on this as well.
Nigel started pointing it out early. But I don't know. I guess I was talking to Mike Palm, like $1.15 if they're playing a bad club, but then he's plus money if they're going against a good club.
Well, he was.
Like Newcastle United yesterday, but this guy scores every match.
Yeah, he was opening up like some serious juicy like plus money weeks ago, and then that was down to minus money because the run was so strong.
Yeah, yeah. Also, one golf note, Kirk was 25-1, and he gets there as well. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and these videos. This is a run of a lifetime. There was a video poker tournament at the D this weekend, and I met a listener named Barry from California. Barry said I turned him on to Ultimate X. Never knew about the game, didn't play the game until I talked about it. Before we started the tournament, this was three machines down. I go, what's this commotion? What's going on to my left here? And Barry says, gather around the campfire. Barry is playing Ultimate X, 10 play, 50 cents. He gets dealt aces on 10 play. And then you see they're all the multipliers. And then on the right, there's a 12, a 3, and a 3. And those are the three he got the kicker. So he got aces and a kicker 12 times. That's 12,000 just on one of them. So Barry walks away with $30,000.
What casino is this at?
It's at the D, the high limit. He says, Paulie, it's been a nice run. And he pulls out his phone. It didn't end there. Super Bowl weekend. He's down the road. He gets Delta Royale with cheese on 10 play 50 cent. That was
on 10 play 50 cent.
Show the other one, guys. What is that one? What was that? 54. There it is. Delta Royal. 54,000.
Okay, that's
then he got
stupid.
Delta another one on quarters.
Delta another Royal.
Yeah.
10 play.
So this guy, like, this doesn't happen to some people in their whole lives.
Yes.
He's been dealt three Royals on 10 play Ultimate X with huge multipliers. And there's, you see one there, and the other one with the quarters. And then he gets dealt the aces. So he's at a 30,000, a 28,000, and a 54,000. And guess what happened Sunday? He won the tournament. $10,000 cash.
Is that right?
This is Barry's life.
Wow.
It's Barry's world.
And if this was you, you'd be complaining that the multipliers were only 2 and 3 times.
That is sexy. Yeah. Look at that. Just stand back, lock it up. That was that
Delta
is unbelievable.
10 play.
Yeah, sure.
Damn.
All right, take us through this video here. What are we watching?
Well, I need to know where we're going to go.
Oh,
okay, this is
mama.
This is where we went. This is on Oahu during vacation. We're up on the Magnum PI chopper, by the way.
Magnum PI, that's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah.
And look at these waterfalls now.
Wow.
And I will tweet this out at Mitch Moss Radio later on for the radio audience, but you're high, like middle of the island here. You cannot, basically, we were told, like the big waterfall, the only way that you can get back there is if you illegally hike it. Illegally hike it.
Illegally hike it.
People get lost in there all the time.
Oh, wow.
So I took another video. Paul, this is no joke. There are no doors on this helicopter. My second helicopter ride of my life. First time, I loved it. Second time, the first 5 minutes was
You've been in a helicopter twice.
Twice, yeah. It was so exhilarating because you're off the ground, and then you shoot up in like no time, right?
Yeah.
The last 10 minutes or so, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this ever again because you're buckled in so, it's so tight up in the airplane or up in the helicopter, but the wind, the forces are like, it feels
absolutely.
Like you're getting sucked out of the helicopter the whole time. I'm like, and there's nowhere to go.
I have family in Anchorage. They're all pilots.
Oh, yeah.
They took me up when I was in Anchorage. One time, I've only been there once. So I'm never going back. It was a small plane. I threw up. I couldn't take it.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the real deal. Holyfield. No doors on this thing.
Oh, my God.
I think that might be the last time I do that one.
Here's the feeling good all the time. There you go. A couple lose some. The Spurs have lost 16 in a row and 21 of 22. And most of them are blowouts.
Yeah.
I mean, hello. Wembanyama.
The Rockets have lost 9 straight. They gave up 71 to Lillard last night.
Yep.
They're sitting Sengun.
Yeah.
Now, like, for no reason, late in games, like in the third quarter, he's getting benched. They play this week. So it's like the...
Someone's got to win.
Yep. Yeah. It's like the nexus of the universe.
How about this? Look at this, lose some. An anonymous Eastern Conference coach said the Wizards tried the hack a Ben method, and Simmons walks up to Beal. I'm tired of you guys following me on purpose. I'm going to step up here and knock these down. $5,000 says I will. And Beal starts laughing. Okay, how about 20? And Simmons doesn't respond. And he bricked the first one. He didn't say another word. How good is that? That's Ben Simmons.
You know, good
huh?
for Beal.
Yeah?
I love that he said
throw
that to him.
Throw football through these mountains, huh?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, right. How about 20? He comes
how
back.
How about 20?
Shut him right down. Ridiculous. All the bad beats. Oh, Penn State was laying 3.5 yesterday. They were up 19 in the second half. They lost. Michigan plus 6. How bad was that? Foul up 3. Foul, please. I'm not going to watch this again every March. The Mavs laying 4.5 or money line up 27. A team and one down 27 this year. The Lakers, first team to do that. And how about this one Saturday? Michigan State plus 5.5. They led by 13 with 90 seconds. They were up 11 with a minute. They blow it, and now, Iowa wins by 6, and they cover in overtime. That's horrific. That's an all-time.
It's got to be the worst one of the entire year.
Oh, that's bad. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, BetRivers.com. Cannot believe that. I mean, that is it's an all-timer with Michigan State.
Yep.
All-timer. I thought the Boise State was bad on that Wednesday when we were off. The kid missed 6 straight. His last name is Shaver. Kid missed 6 straight free throws in the final minute and turned the ball over. They were laying 5 Yeah, laying five and a half. And New Mexico hit a three at the buzzer to put it on five. And this up 13 with 90 seconds, getting five and not safe? Oh,
it's essentially impossible not to cover that game.
And then you saw with the Michigan-Wisconsin game. I mean,
Wisconsin has a tendency. They don't foul. Why?
You never want the dog in overtime. It's so bad.
We were talking about what it's like to watch sports in Hawaii earlier. This is from Jake Miller on Twitter. When he went to Hawaii, he woke up in the morning and turned on the TV to check in on the Open Championship. Open Championship. Morikawa is already walking to the green on the 18th. He's getting an applause. He already clinched the win.
Yeah. Len's, I got confidence in Len. I think he's going to set this up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Len's got it. Yep.
Yep.
Imagine it's said, done.
Up next, results from the latest poll indicate this race isn't even close.
Right.
Should the favorite be laying a bigger number than what's currently on the board?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Huge weekend. Arnold Palmer Invitational. John Jones is back. UFC 285. And tickets punch this weekend with the madness. Head over to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. They have you covered. Great house specials for the golf fans. You get top 10 insurance. Place your pre-tournament bet on any outright winner. UFC 285 parlay insurance. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
This tweet from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, 5 minutes ago. Kentucky quarterback Will Levis, another top quarterback, will throw in Indy at the scouting combine, source said. He's going to join C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson as top passers to do so. Bryce Young will wait for his pro day, and that's going to be on TV Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern.
All right.
I can't wait for the reaction when Levis and Richardson throw. I honestly, I'm so excited for this.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, I really am.
Yeah?
It's going to be...
Well, you know what the reaction's going
to
be.
Well, because... I have Levis 30-1.
Yeah.
That's why I'm super excited about it. To go number one overall,
maybe
I don't know.
Celebrate with your coffee, put some mayo in it.
Sure. If he goes number one overall, I'll celebrate however, whatever. Yeah. I mean, sure. But just, it's going to be Zach Wilson again from last year.
Probably.
Look at this pass across his body, 60 yards down the field. Nobody, not a defender. Okay. And people just went nuts with that.
Mike Mamula. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The combine warriors, people, these workout warriors, people fall in love with, oh my God, it's bench press and it's 40 and it's all this stuff. I mean, it's,
So the latest straw poll done at ESPN.com for the NBA MVP, this came out last week, and this is a bunch of people who have votes. It's all media, right? This is a pretty good indication, and it's the second time that it was done. The first time, actually, Jason Tatum was the favorite at the time, or he was leading in the straw poll. Well, he dropped down to number four. The Joker went from number five in the last straw poll to number one, and number one with an absolute bullet.
Blowout!
To the point where you're seeing him at $3. He has to get hurt to lose the award.
Yes, you're seeing, and it moved just a little bit after the Tim Bontemps straw poll, but it's a blowout. It was 77-11 first place votes. So only two guys have gone back to back to back, and you look at $283 and you say that's way too short. Number one, they're going to get the one seed. Very important. Number two, he's shooting 63% from the field. I mean, that's not like, you see Claxton and these other guys who are just dunking the ball. I mean, he takes threes. That's incredible. He's averaging a triple-double. They're also 23-0 when he has a triple-double this year. So add it all up, and between that and how the guys who cover the sport love the guy, that he's going to do this again. And even though, is there Joker fatigue? But they're looking for reasons not to give it to him, because you don't want to give it to him 3 years in a row. But it's a blowout
I also think
straw poll.
At this point, that's a made-up narrative, though, because voters actually get it. And they pay attention to a lot of the important metrics. And they realize, like, I don't care that he's won it two times in a row. He's got to be, they're better.
The backlash is just, it is bizarre with the people. You know, some people pointing out, hey, did you see Embiid against Memphis? He had six blocks. He went, well, he was also 5 of 22 from the field in that game.
Right.
Till late in the game, and he made a couple shots. So it's not to take anything away from Embiid, but it's also the historic on-off numbers when Joker is on the floor or off the floor, how bad Denver is and how good they are when he's on the floor. But again, he's shooting 63%, and he's 24, 10, and 11 he's averaging.
The only reason why voters would give this award to Joel Embiid would be because they're sick of Jokic winning it 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
You cannot justify Embiid winning this award. And he's the second guy on the odds board, by the way. Giannis on the straw poll, he was number two. Now he's got the wrist. He's a little bit banged up. But if the Bucks would overcome the Celtics as the one, maybe he would be the guy that could overtake Joker. I can't see. Embiid's going to have to finish by averaging like 40 points a game. They have any prayer.
Now, they do have the most difficult schedule. So that's what he has going for him.
The Nuggets do.
No. Or Philly. For Embiid.
But
that's, I don't think that's going to work against
him. Philly's going to end up in the East, though.
No, true. I think it's going to work against him. I know. But that's your case, though, if they can close strong, and he's doing it against the toughest schedule remaining.
Here's what I don't understand. When you look at all the numbers that were tallied, all the votes, so Antetokounmpo, again, is number two overall. When you look at total votes, it's first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. There were 100 people to vote. You're telling me that three people did not have Giannis in the top five?
Oh, boy.
He received 97 total votes. Three people left him off the top five? What the hell's wrong with you? Who'd you have ahead of him?
Yeah.
So you had Morant, Shea, Mitchell, Curry, or Durant ahead of Giannis Antetokounmpo? That's a travesty. So I want a further examination to find out who left him off the top five. Go away, please. Because he could still maybe steal this award. Although I think as long as Nikola Jokic doesn't get hurt, $3 at this point is a little short, in my opinion.
Yes.
And in fact, you are
right, though. That is a good point. Why three? Because Freak is hurt, and they've been winning games without him when he's been banged up. But the losses are coming for Philadelphia, and Denver's going to get the one seed. Which I know, what were they, the six last year? But Porter and Murray were hurt.
That's right.
He's a JV team around him.
That's right.
Now, this is interesting now. They also got into this. I love the Brian Windhorst podcast, Hoop Collective. I love Tim McMahon and Tim Bontemps. Mm-hmm. Be a lot of pressure on him, though, too.
In the playoffs.
Yes. Now, imagine he's going to get it again, and maybe it's unfair, but it's a legacy year for him as well. Now, he's made one conference finals, and it was in the bubble. And last year, he carried his team, and they put up a fight and lost in five or six to Golden State. But if you go out, if you can't make the conference finals as a one seed, I mean, they got to produce. And he's put up good numbers, but it also comes down to the supporting cast as well. It's going to be a lot of I told you so, and what are we doing here? And Denver has to show well and show up playoff time.
Yeah.
And make the conference finals. That is fair.
Is it? Because what if they lose early on, but he averages a triple-double and he's awesome, and he doesn't get the help from the supporting cast? Not his fault.
Well, they could have. What does he do defensively, though, too? I mean, what's the matchup? Do they lose to the Lakers? Does AD go off? Does AD contain him? I mean,
that will hurt him.
What does
for
it
sure,
look like? I know, but who do you lose to? Sure.
There is, that scenario is possible in my head, where the Lakers could eventually, get the eight. They play Denver, who they've been just a machine at home.
Yeah.
And Davis is just phenomenal, and it doesn't look good for the Joker at that point, and the Lakers win the series, then of course the guy's going to get lambasted. But I'm no longer, with what Pelinka did at the deadline to put this team together, I was deathly afraid of the Lakers, because I have them at 47-1 to win the Western Conference. I'm like, even if they get the eight, they're not going to go to Denver and win, because he was doing nothing. And I'm like, Westbrook's going to be one of the focal points of the team. I can't do this. But now that they jettisoned him and brought in some of the guys they did. I'm not afraid of the Lakers playing anybody as long as they stay healthy and can get in.
And you don't know what this is going to look like. Should be dangerous with Phoenix, but you're not going to have much time together. You're going to have 15 games together, 20 games together with Durant, and then the playoffs start. So you worry about chemistry. Maybe just roll the ball out there and it's no problem. The other one is, how about the most improved? To me, that's got to be Markkanen.
It's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, SGA is awesome, but he was a good player.
Yeah.
And I know he's taking this jump, but Markkanen,
No, when you
had been traded.
When you break down all of, like, again, the advanced numbers on this.
He had 40 the other night.
The jump that he has made has actually been significantly bigger than the jump that
I agree.
Shea has made. And Alexander has been lights out this year. It sounds like we're discrediting him. We're not. It's just Markkanen was a lower-level player last year. And by the way, it's not even close. Like, Shea was up here, Markkanen was all the way down here, and now Markkanen's playing at this elite level this season.
Yeah.
But here's what you have to watch moving forward. I did this last night, you know, betting against these teams straight up. No, I was a loser because I had, like a dummy, I had Jake Paul on a parlay with the Blazers, and Jake Paul went out there and got beat. Closing line value. I had 30 cents of it. Doesn't make a difference.
There were so many people that Fury has no chance. And this is
But when the Rockets and the Spurs are playing on the same night, you got to be betting against them on parlays, on money lines, because the Spurs have lost 16 straight. The Rockets have now lost 9 straight. And we had this tweet earlier where one of their better players, like he's sitting for...
They're pulling him in the third quarter.
Unknown reason. And he's not coming back in the game.
Tank a palooza.
It's happening all. I mean, it's been happening now for a while, but.
And it's a once in a generation player, man, because this kid measured 7'5.
7'5 now.
And he's got range. He's like a Sean Bradley. I mean, the kid can score.
Pop will coach until he's 95 if they can land him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's smiling with every loss, and it's been 16 straight, so he's had a perma grin on his face for a month.
Yep.
They have no business. They don't want to win games at all. So that's, like, for example, Houston plays at Utah. I think it's on Wednesday night. That's going to have to be on some sort of a parlay. Utah's right in the mix to make the playoffs again.
Well, I
know.
They're better off not doing that, too. OKC as well. OKC looking for reasons to miss. That's another thing to follow, right?
Yep.
Look at these crazy, it's close. All right, take this guy out. Look at the mat. Look at what they're doing with the lineups.
In-pocket plays are up next, and everybody loves a wild gambling story. How about a lawyer who went on a six-month gambling binge here in Las Vegas and is being accused of blowing more than $10 million of her company's money? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy has an algorithm algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
All right. You ready?
I am.
A first on this show. A 5+ years doing this. My first women's basketball play. A future. Talking to my guy, Scotty Tribuco, who was my partner in a blackjack tournament, and he follows this stuff, but he was pointed this out to me before vacation. Maryland women. 40-1 to win the title. So they're looking at a 2 seed. They're a top 7 team. They just played Iowa. Iowa just beat Indiana, right?
Yeah. Indiana was number 2 in the country.
Yeah, okay.
3 at the buzzer got him.
Last week, Maryland played Iowa. Beat them by 30. Now, I'm not saying this is going to win, because South Carolina's undefeated, and they played South Carolina and it didn't go well. But this is 40-1?
I'm looking right now.
40-1 to win the title, and they're a top 7 team, and they just housed Iowa, have a good resume, and are looking at a 2 seed.
Can they play with the South Carolina women?
It didn't go well, but that's...
Can they play with the Stanford
can
women?
Can I get... That's another problem, too.
Okay.
But I just think 40...
Two. Should I keep going?
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's all you have to do. I can hang with Indiana, sure, right. But that's 40-1, thinking, hey... You know, an upset maybe in the bracket. They get to the regional final. You're cooking with Crisco here. And who's to say they couldn't shock the world or make the Final Four or even face off against the Stanford. And maybe that's – but let's take a shot here. Maryland 40-1.
I like that you're going out on a limb
title.
Like this.
This let's
is very
do it.
Good. I might have to add something like this in today. Okay.
Right.
A couple of bets here that I added while we were on vacation. Well, first of all, let me do this. At DraftKings, I think this is a good number.
It starts today,
yeah.
Right?
Kennesaw State, 3-1 to win the Atlantic Sun. They're like +225 here at Circa.
Yeah.
I like that number. I think that's absolutely more than fair. And I think they can potentially, you know, obviously, what, second best team? Maybe the best team in that conference. 3-1, I'll take my shot with that. And I added two different players to have the most home runs in Major League Baseball during vacation. One,
okay,
Marcus Semien. So before you laugh, remember, 2 years ago, he was in the mix in the final week to have the most home runs when he played for the Blue Jays. He's 32 years old. That's still, like, prime. Can be prime years, right? Playing in Arlington, they averaged the 5th most home runs per game last year. Good ballpark to play in. Don't forget, Marcus Semien did not hit his first home run until May 28th last year. And he had 26 home runs over the last 4 months of the year. Now, this is all based on expecting Aaron Judge to really come back to life this year and not go for 60-plus. And, you know, Mike Trout to maybe spend a couple of weeks away from being with the team, for getting dinged up. Can he make a run at 40-plus? He just did 2 years ago. Very ballpark-friendly. And the number here on Jose Abreu is actually 500-1, not 300. It's 500-1. You can still find that.
All right.
This edition for the Astros... It just, this lineup again, it's ridiculous for Houston. Now, he's never hit 40 in his life, so this is a reach. But playing in this lineup, you can't pitch around, whatever. Skinny's going to be getting everything to hit. And they, let's see here, they were 10th overall in the ballpark factors for most home runs per game last year. I like Jose Abreu at 500-1 most home runs.
In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Let's close strong. This happened while we were on vacation. It reminds me a little bit of Owning Mahoney. Great movie. I hear the book's better. Great performance by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Tremendous movie.
Yep, but it reminds me from a little bit. I'll tell you why. A Los Angeles attorney is accused of blowing $10 million of her firm's money at Las Vegas Hotel over 6 months. She took pictures with Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes to showcase her fake lifestyle. Sarah King is being sued by her former employer for a massive sum. The Newport Beach-based attorney alleges she has $11 to her name.
To her name.
It contains allegations of breach of contract, fraud, theft, and photos the company said were sent by King in part to inspire trust. Extravagant lifestyle. 6 month gambling bid. She lived at the Wynn for 6 months and gambled nonstop.
Yeah.
Now, there's some reports there about the rooms were 300 a night, but I talked to our guy Joe here who works at Circa. Joe, he said this is room, food, and beverage. I mean, everything's taken care of. She's gambling like a madman. She's in a high limit living there. Everything's taken care of. So there were some room charges too, but to me, it's like you just charge anything to the room.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean,
you're taken care of, but it's,
I think that indicates like on average over 6 months,
what it would be, yeah,
it would have been like $300 a night, but that's, she's, yeah, not going to, that's not even going to be part of the bill that she racked
so
up.
The company made loans to the attorney's lending service, which bears her name. Those loans were intended for third parties. High-profile stars the lawyer said she was pursuing and were secured by various forms of collateral put up by King. Cars, boats, yachts, jewelry, watches, coins, earnings from sports contracts, but no collateral was put up. She gambled nonstop 24/7.
It almost feels like the Wolf of Wall Street, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And there was one tweet, it goes back, at the time you thought nothing of it, but there, I think it was Las Vegas locally or Vital Vegas. You walk right in and look off to the left. She was playing like Dragon Links, but she's betting $1,250 a push on the game.
Oh, my God.
And it turned out to be her. But here's what reminds me of owning Mahoney, where, you know, Vegas needs to step in, the casinos need to step in, because Atlantic City caught a lot of hell. Where that guy was like a banker making like $30,000 a year.
Right.
And they
right.
never bothered to check. But this guy's betting millions in blackjack.
Right, and he's writing like the quote fake loans.
Yeah, yeah.
To get more money so he can keep gambling. And
yeah.
he's driving like a beat up, the car was
sure,
like 10
nothing.
Years old.
Yeah.
And he refused to live an extravagant lifestyle whatsoever. Remember, like they showed like the apartment that he was in with his girlfriend, I believe, at the time.
Wouldn't go out to a nice dinner.
Would never take her out. No.
Would you need anything, Dan? Whatever his name was, I think it was Dan. It was, yeah, I'll take ribs and a Diet Coke.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. But here, according to reports, or like an insider who knows her, she was spotted at another casino on the strip last week. How is she not arrested? How does she have to arrest her?
You mean, like, literally last
yes,
week?
Yes, she was, according to, like, what do you call it?
Nevada Gaming?
No, an informant, like a tip, like a okay. person who knows her, trying to help turn her in. She was spotted at another casino on the strip gambling. She's like, and she's saying, I'll pay you back. Don't worry, I'll pay you back.
I got $11 to my name.
You got $11 to your name. Pay you back.
Right. She's sending out photos like, here's
still,
my bank account.
Right. She's still getting loans? The ex-husband split and fled to Morocco. She's helping out authority. He's helping out the authorities too. But he goes, I've had enough of this heat. I'm out of here. And he knows what she was up to. He split. Other items allegedly made up included a yacht, Aston Martin, 1961, and they have none of it. And then they show
they
the
never
picture.
Existed.
No, they show pictures of her with Mahomes and well. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
a cooperating witness spotted King gambling at another casino on the strip Thursday. What are we doing here?
Wow.
$10 million.
Why is she still in the city? How big of a mistake is that? That's after the story was written.
That's right.
And it comes out. So
that's
now
right.
it's public knowledge. By the way, so like people are making a big deal out of this, that she had the picture taken with the four when they had the match. That's nothing if she's spending this much money. She can do whatever she wants.
Well,
she can make
it
rain
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The win is like, hey, oh, you want to meet the golfers? Okay.
Oh, no problem.
You're down $10 million in 6 months? Sure, you
sure,
got
we
it.
Can make
what
that
else
happen.
Do you need?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. This.
And then she's still in. That part I did not even know.
Oh.
I didn't realize that part.
Oh, yeah.
She's still gambling in town last week
oh.
after the story comes out. Oh, man. I mean, you're looking at, lock her up for good, throw away the key. And she's out there rubbing it right in people's faces. Look at me playing $1,250 a push on Dragon Links? I didn't even know it would go that high.
Yeah.
The high limit at the win, huh?
The win, yeah. Well,
name your price.
Forget about it, sure. You could throw any number at me, I'd believe it. Didn't John Daly play $5,000 a push?
That was
on
the
one-arm bandit?
Yeah, story.
$5,000 a push,
yeah.
John Daly. I mean, you get to these big places on the strip, yeah, absolutely. But a little bit of owning Mahoney there too, though, about right, you know,
what's that rush like when you're living that lifestyle for 6 months?
Yeah, but I know, but it's like once you're stuck, you know, yeah. But she's had to do well as an attorney. That's like, what, did she lose her mind? Like what?
You're pulling like a Costanza at this point. You are so deep.
Yes.
Like, you know what, even the web of lies is so deep, you just believe everything now, all of a sudden. Because you're doing it and you're losing money and you know what you're doing
you
is completely illegal
back.
And you just keep, it's a never, the same day, it's Groundhog Day over and over and over again.
What's she thinking? I'm due to hit for $5 million? I'm due to hit for $3 million?
I'll get it all back here, no problem.
I know.
Pay people back?
With the loan?
The machines were running dry for 6 months? Oh, boy.
Well, there was probably no number. What was the number? Maybe she was up early. Maybe she, I don't know.
And then I figure when you get down probably $2-3 million, you're like, what the hell am I going to do now? Might as well keep going if I can. And the lies just continue and the nonsense and the fake loans, whatever. Oh, boy.
Right. That only took 6 months, though. She blew $10 million. It was 6 months, not years. 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months.
Crazy.
Oh, what a story. Mike Palm, right up Mike Palm's alley Thursday.
Good to be back from vacation.
Yeah. Good job to the crew.
If you missed any of the show, listen back on your own time. Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcast. You're exactly right. Great job by everybody today. We'll see you. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.